Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. Her ways of pleasantness are the ways of the Torah. Anyone who walks in the ways of the Torah, the Creator brings upon him pleasantness of divinity, never to part him. In all her paths are peace, are the paths of the Torah. Since all the paths of the Torah are peace, peace for him above, peace for him below, peace for him in the world, and peace for him in the next world. To know and observe the secret of his master, to know himself, to know who he is, how he is created, where he comes from and where he is going, and how the body is corrected, and how he will be judged by the King of all. To know and to observe the secret of the soul. What is the soul within him? Where does it come from? And what? Why does it come into this body, which is a foul drop that is here today and is in the grave tomorrow? To know the world as one, and for what will the world be corrected? To gaze upon the sublime secrets of the world, and to know one's master. And one observes all that from within the secrets of the Torah.
From the new Zohar, the Lord is near to all who call him, to all who call him in truth. Man's desire is more important to the Creator than all the sacrifices and offerings in the entire world. When one puts his will in repentance, there is not a gate in all the firmaments that will not be open before him. Man's sacrifice depends on the heart and on the will. As it is written, and he shall confess wherein he has sinned. He confessed to it, and it all depends on the heart. There is none closer to the face of the Creator than a man's heart. It is more favorable to him than all the sacrifices and offerings in the entire world.
We are tent number 3, Moscow, tent number 5 from Moscow, Japan, Afula in Natsrat Elit. We've been preparing for a few days for this moment and to be your messengers. Yesterday we went through a lot of Rabash clips in order to get ready and give friends this jump, and we saw how one time after another our great teacher, what he teaches us is one thing, how to take every moment in life, take the software that is given to us from above, take it from Be'ito at its own pace to Achishena, turning this thing into a prayer and a mutual deficiency is what we need to do. And we'll do everything that depends on us in order to mingle in one another, the whole world kli, to raise this man as one man in one heart. We will watch a Rabash clip now, we'll try to connect to it, and together we're going to attack for 3 hours, that from it we can raise our man. Clip.
They say that there is the Torah and there are the mitzvot. There is a purpose, there is a goal, there is truth. And the truth is that the good is what we achieve by dvekut, by adhesion. But the body, the goof, doesn't understand that. Therefore we ask that we will be able to understand and to feel the truth. And in this lesson, as we learned at night, we come to the synagogue, we see what is written in the books, what the Creator has promised us, and through that we're able to suffer the exile, being in the exile, and to fight with our desire and our thoughts, and to say, whatever you think is good, it is good for the time being, as you say. But that is not the goal of life. The goal of life is to receive the good and the pleasure, for us to feel that the Creator, who is called good, that does good, it is specifically by us reaching, being, in order to bestow. And since, in order to bestow, the body doesn't want that, we ask of the Creator that He will give us the strength that we will want to bestow. And that strength we have to receive from above. It's not within our hands, since we were born out of a different force. So we say, as He gave us the force of the will to receive, let Him give us a different force, the will to bestow. The one who says, etc. About the daughter of Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa, it says that he didn't have oil to lit it. So he poured down the vinegar, and he said, the one who told the oil to burn should tell the vinegar to burn. So let's put it this way. The one who said that we should work with a will to receive should now say that we will enjoy to work over a will to bestow. It follows that the purpose is pleasure and delight, not suffering. However, we don't have the vessels to feel that. Hence we work on this vessel that He will give us. So there is an end, and there is an end to it, that the body doesn't want the will to bestow, and the goal is to reach feeling the good and pleasure. So we study. The light in here reforms one. There are many virtues, and these virtues will bring us the feeling of the good and pleasure, which is the discernment of the one who is good and does good. In the will to receive, they say, we cannot see that discernment, the revelation of the good and pleasure, specifically in the will to bestow. But the will to bestow in itself, we have no idea about it. Our whole idea, our concept is only about the vessels of reception. And this is all of our work, that we have to attain those vessels. And by whom do we receive, do we attain them? Through the upper one. We attain Lishma through the upper one, and our work is to awaken him. Therefore, all that we do is we learn how to raise man, how to organize the man, how to raise it, so that the upper one will get our deficiency, and according to our deficiency, if it's the right one, immediately we get an answer. Everything depends on the creation of the lack on our behalf. Therefore, the entire study is about what do we need to do in order to get the right response from the upper one. And therefore, all of the work is about what does the upper one respond to? A deficiency that will be in equivalence of form with him. Therefore, make your desire as his desire. His desire is to bestow. How can I want to bestow? Not to do it, but to want it. This is how we organize the man. So, there is a group there, I prepare myself, the study, the light that gradually influences me, all kinds of other actions, everything that can establish in me a need for the will to bestow. And if not, then for me to have a desire, that I will have a desire for the will to bestow. And that I will regret that I don't have it. That too will be called man.